This is track number one, the introductory track of the audiobook, Why is Mary Crying? The narrator is David D. Murray from the Maria Valtorta Readers Group in Australia.
Peace be with you. I welcome you to this audiobook, which is drawn from the text of the book entitled Mary, Mother of the Redeemer of the Church, Her Life, Sufferings and Mission, from the writings of Maria Valtorta. This introductory track has two parts. In part one, there is a synopsis of the audiobook's contents. And in part two, there are some suggestions of how you might listen to its tracks. Part one, a synopsis. For many Christians and those of other persuasions, few details are known of the life of Mary, Mother of Jesus, and particularly of what she endured as she anticipated and watched her son Jesus being brutally crucified. Mary gained a foretaste of her future sufferings from the moment she agreed to become Jesus' mother, because she knew from Scripture what his mission would entail. Mary's sufferings were central to her triple roles, as mother of her son the Redeemer, mother of the church which has continued throughout the ages, and the mother who can lead us all to Jesus. Tracks 2 to 30, containing the text for this audiobook, launched by Bishop Roman Danilek in Toronto, Canada, on the 3rd of May 2008, contain passages selected from the writings of Maria Valtorta, a saintly Italian woman who died in 1961 after being bedridden for many years. Readers who are unfamiliar with her writings may find it helpful to first listen to track 31, in which are described the circumstances of Maria's life and her works. The selected passages have been chosen for the purpose of offering, to Christians and to non-Christians, a deeper understanding of the life and sufferings of Mary, whose mission was, and still is, to help us find, follow, and love her son Jesus. To give a general overview, tracks 2 to 6 describe the extraordinary events accompanying the birth of Mary, the young Mary's betrothal to Joseph, the Annunciation and Joseph's 3 days of passion when he found that Mary was pregnant, the birth of Jesus, the shepherds, the three wise men, the escape from Herod into Egypt, the boy Jesus growing up, and the death of Joseph in the presence of Mary and an adult Jesus. Tracks 7 to 14 reveal Mary's mostly hidden yet ever-present and supportive role for Jesus during his 3 years of public life. These include her motherly interactions with the apostles, the women disciples, and many significant others, her vital role in leading Mary Magdalene and another converted sinner to Jesus, her epic journey to negotiate with a Roman woman for the freedom of a young slave girl, her sharing with Jesus of their joint concern for the wayward Judas Iscariot, and the gradual escalation of her anticipatory grief as the time of Jesus' passion and death grows closer. Tracks 15 to 22 describe Mary's supreme pain as she spends her final days with Jesus before the Passion, as she feels both the physical and spiritual torment and abandonment which Jesus experiences before and during the crucifixion, and as she almost dies of grief before he rises from the dead early on Easter Sunday morning. Tracks 23 to 27 describe some of Jesus' appearances after the resurrection, his final teachings and ascension into heaven, Pentecost Sunday and the coming of the Holy Spirit, interactions between Mary and the apostles and disciples as the burgeoning church begins to blossom, and Mary's assumption into heaven. In tracts 28 to 30, Jesus explains the reasons why he gave to us, through Maria Valtorta's major work assembled into the five volumes of the poem of the Man-God, the wonderful and detailed account of the lives of himself and Mary at a critical time in our history. And we are offered some important teachings from Maria Valtorta's lesser-known writings on the ever-present and continuing help which Mary obtains for us from God in the role as Mother of Humanity given to her by Jesus dying on the cross. Track 31 contains descriptions of Maria's life and works, of the circumstances in which she received the visions and dictations which are contained in this audio book, mostly drawn from her epic work, The Poem of the Man-God, and of how well her writings are regarded by church leaders and scientists, despite opposition from some who don't believe these writings to be divinely inspired. Track 32 details the titles of all the individual tracks for the assistance of listeners who are sight impaired and would have difficulty in reading the titles printed on the cover slip of this audio book. In recent years, Bishop Roman Danilak, to whom this audio book is dedicated, has been sight impaired. This is followed by a complete rendition of Schubert's Ave Maria by the harpist Sally Fletcher. Part 2. Some listening suggestions. Firstly, each of tracks 2 to 30 is 20 to 25 minutes in length and is designed to be self-contained and in close keeping with the particular theme described in its title. It is strongly recommended that listening be limited to one track at a time. Each track begins with a few chords played on a harp as a settling in time, and ends with a few more chords for moments of quiet meditation. Secondly, the texts used, which have been translated from the original Italian, contain a number of run-on sentences in lengthy paragraphs. For the convenience of the reader, the compiler has simplified some of these extracts, which are particularly difficult to understand, without losing their meanings. And finally, the language of these texts and the cultural customs of the times may seem a little strange at first, but it is useful to reflect on Maria Valtorta's recounting of Jesus' words expanded in Tract 28. Jesus said, "To those who consider Mary's love for Jesus too affectionate, I say that they should consider who Mary was. She was the woman without sin, and therefore without fault, in her love towards God, towards her relatives, towards her spouse, towards her son, and towards her neighbour. They should consider what the mother saw in me, besides seeing the son of her womb. And finally, they should consider the nationality of Mary in the Hebrew race, the Eastern race, and in times very remote from the present ones. So the explanation of certain verbal amplifications that may seem exaggerated to you ensues from these elements. The Eastern and Hebrew styles are flowery and pompous, also when commonly spoken. All the writings of that time and of that race prove it. And in the course of ages, the Eastern style has not changed very much. And I tell those who consider my love for Mary too affectionate, consider that in me there was God, and that God, one and three, received his consolation by loving Mary, who compensated him for the sorrow of the whole human race. Lastly, in a passage from Jesus that concerns the whole human race, in volume 4 of the Poem of the Man God, Jesus tells his apostles that at the end of time no virtue will survive except charity. He explains, "There will not be several heavens, one for Israel, one for Christians, one for Catholics, one for Gentiles, one for heathens. There will be one heaven only, and likewise there will be one reward only, God the Creator, who reunites with his creatures who lived according to justice." You may say, then what justice is there in belonging to the holy religion if at the end of the world we shall be treated exactly as the Gentiles? I reply to you, the same justice, and it is true justice, which there is for all. There will be those who, although they belong to the holy religion, will not be beatified, because they did not lead a holy life. But a virtuous heathen, only because he lived according to choice virtue, convinced that his religion was good, will have heaven at the end. That's what Jesus said. One of the main objectives of both this audio book and the text from which it is drawn is to bring these writings to the attention of Catholics, Protestants, Muslims, and to all who may want to learn more about Mary, the mother of Jesus, whose life, sufferings, and mission in the times which are advancing upon us are so little known, and which are a teaching example for us all.